I have been trying to practice devotional service for more than 30 years. And I never married, not even as a currently. And as a brahmachari and a sannyasi, I always give more importance to sadhana and to a regulated life. But somehow in the last few years, since about 1997, 1998, I have been afflicted with a life-threatening disease. I have no problem. There's nothing to live for in the material world anyway. Some people advised me to go to Vrindavan, and my friends there and the devotees, they were giving me all nice opportunity to sit and chant and do a little preaching. But I've always been an active preacher, and since taking sannyas, I have done a lot of traveling and preaching also. So now I'm doing what I want to do, traveling and doing a little preaching. I don't know what Krishna has planned for me, but if he wants to take me out, then let it be on an airplane, not in Vrindavan. Let it be in Santiago. But one thing that hurts me a lot is that I'm not able to follow very strictly the morning program and various other things. So I don't want anyone to get the wrong idea, therefore I'm making this explanation. As long as you are relatively healthy, the morning sadhana and all of our rules and regulations are absolutely necessary. I can show you right away, I can show you 30 or 40 statements from Srila Prabhupada that without mangalarti and without following the whole program, there's no possibility of success. So for so many years I was strict in following and strict in speaking, but now I still believe in it, but you will have to excuse me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narang Chaiva Narottamam.
Narang Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasatim Vyasam.
Tato Jayam Udirayet.
Tato Jayam Udirayet.
Nasta praishu abhadreshu.
Nasta praishu abhadreshu.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Nityam bhagavata sevaya.
Bhagavati uttama shloke.
Bhagavati uttama shloke.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
Bhaktir bhavati naishtiki.
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 4, entitled The Process of Creation. Entitled The Cause of All Causes, text number 3.
Estamos leyendo el Srimad Bhagavatam, segundo canto, capítulo 5, La causa de todas las causas, texto 3.
Sarvam.
Sarvam
hi
hi
etat
etat
bhavan
bhavan
veda
veda
bhuta
bhuta
bhavya
bhavya
bhagavat
bhagavat
prabhu
prabhu
karamalaka
karamalaka
vad
vad
vishwam
vishwam
Vijnanavasitam
Vijnanavasitam
Tava
Tava
Sarvam Yetat Bhavan Veda
Sarvam Yetat Bhavan Veda
Sarvam Yetat Bhavan Veda
Sarvam Yetat Bhavan Veda
Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu
Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu
Bhuta Bhavya Pravat Prabhu
Bhuta Bhavya Pravat Prabhu
Karamalaka Vadvishvam
Karamalaka Vadvishvam
Karamalaka Vadvishvam
Karamalaka Vadvishvam
Vijnana Vasitam Tava
Vijnana Vasitam Tava
Vijnana Vasitam Tava
Vijnana Vasitam Tava
Sarvam Yetat Bhavan Veda
Sarvam Yetat Bhavan Veda
Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu
Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu
Karamalaka Vadvishvam
Karamalaka Vadvishvam
Vijnana Vasitam Tava
Vijnana Vasitam Tava
Absolutamente todo.
Absolutamente todo.
Y ciertamente.
Ciertamente.
Etat.
Etat.
Esto.
Esto.
Bhavan.
Bhavan.
Buena persona.
Tú la persona.
Veda.
Veda.
Conoces.
Conoces.
Buda.
Buda.
Todo lo que se crea o nace.
Todo lo que se crea o nace.
Bhavya.
Bhavya.
Todo lo que se creará o nacerá.
Todo lo que se creará o nacerá.
Bhavat.
Bhavat.
Todo lo que se está creando.
Todo lo que se está creando.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
Tú, el amo de todo.
Tú, el amo de todo.
Kara Amalakava.
Kara Amalakava.
Tal como una nuez.
Tal como una nuez.
Que se encuentre en tu puño.
Que se encuentre en tu puño.
Vishwam.
Vishwam.
El universo.
El universo.
Vijnana Avasitam.
Vijnana Avasitam.
Científicamente en tu conocimiento.
Científicamente en tu conocimiento.
Tava. Tú.
Tú.
Traducción. Mi querido padre,
tú
conoces todo eso científicamente.
Tú conoces todo eso científicamente.
Pues tú abarcas todo lo que se creó.
Pues tú abarcas todo lo que se creó
en el pasado.
En el pasado.
Todo lo que se creará en el futuro.
Todo lo que se creará en el futuro.
Y todo lo que se está creando en el presente.
Y todo lo que se está creando en el presente.
Así como todo.
Así como todo
lo que se encuentra en el universo,
lo que se encuentra en el universo,
tal como si fuera una nuez,
tal como si fuera una nuez,
que se encontrará en tu puño,
que se encontrará en tu puño.
Mi querido padre, tú conoces todo eso científicamente, pues tú abarcas todo lo que se creó en el pasado, todo lo que se creará en el futuro y todo lo que se está creando en el presente. Así como todo lo que se encuentra en el universo, tal como si fuera una nuez que se encontrara en tu puño. Significado por Srila Prabhupada. Brahma es el creador directo del universo manifiesto y de todo lo que se encuentra dentro del universo. Por lo tanto, él sabe lo que ocurrió en el pasado, lo que ocurrirá en el futuro y lo que ocurre en el presente. Tres cosas principales, a saber, ser viviente, el mundo fenomenal y el controlador, se encuentran todas continuamente activas en el pasado, en el presente y en el futuro. Y se supone que el director inmediato de todo ello ha de conocer todo lo referente a esas acciones y reacciones, así como uno conoce todo lo referente a una nuez que se tiene en la palma de la mano. Se supone que el fabricante inmediato de una determinada cosa ha de conocer cómo aprendió el arte de la fabricación, de dónde obtuvo los ingredientes para llevarla a cabo, cómo la estableció y cómo salen los productos del proceso de fabricación. Debido a que Brahma es el ser viviente primogénito, se supone naturalmente que él ha de conocer todo lo referente a las funciones creativas.
Lord Brahma is the perfect person to give us knowledge both about the creation and the author of the creation.
Señor Brahma es la persona que es perfecta para darnos el conocimiento acerca de la creación.
Narad Muni, by his questions, is establishing the credentials of Lord Brahma.
Narada Muni, por sus preguntas, está estableciendo las credenciales.
Qualifications. There's a very important aspect of our spiritual lives where we get the answers to our questions from.
Es un aspecto muy importante en nuestra vida espiritual, donde tenemos las respuestas a nuestras preguntas.
In fact, if you're going on a journey, maybe your summer vacation or something, you don't just jump in the car with your wife and children and head off down the road.
No, simplemente salvas el auto, dentro del auto, con tu esposa y tus hijos y empiezas a correr a lo largo de la calle.
You can't just go to the airport and go up to the ticket counter and say, give me a ticket to anywhere.
Tú no puedes ir simplemente al aeropuerto y pedirle a la boletería y a la de boletas, simplemente diciendo, dame un ticket a cualquier parte.
I'm on my vacation, so give me a ticket.
Yo estoy de vacaciones, así, dame un ticket.
You have to do some planning. You have to know what is your destination, by what mode you will travel, what you will require along the way, where you will get directions from, how you will take the most direct path so as not to waste any time.
¿Dónde vas a encontrar el camino más rápido, directo, para que no pierdas tiempo?
Therefore, it is stated in the Shastra, tad vijnanartham sagurum eva avigachat. In spiritual life, avigachat, one must accept a self-realized soul as a spiritual master. It's not, you can if you like, or if you think you can go your own way, then you don't need. No, you must do it. Even if you're in the position of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who accepted a guru who was illiterate, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta was a walking encyclopedia.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta era una enciclopedia caminante.
And Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj could hardly read or write.
Y Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, él casi no sabía leer ni escribir.
But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur insisted that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta take initiation.
Pero Bhakti Notaku insistió que Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati toma iniciación.
Krishna says, tad vidhi pranipatena pari prashnena sevaya upadekshanti take jnanam jnaninas tattva darshina. One must accept a spiritual master, and if we do that, if we just follow that instruction, then we're pleasing Krishna.
Krishna dice que uno debe aceptar a un maestro espiritual y simplemente por hacer esto, seguir a la instrucción de él, entonces complacemos a Krishna.
If I ask someone that, please bring me a glass of milk.
So alguien, por favor, tráigame un vaso de leche.
And they come back after some time and say, I couldn't find any stores that were selling milk.
Y después de un tiempo, ellos regresan y me dicen, no pude encontrar ninguna tienda donde venden leche.
That may be a reason, but it's not an excuse.
Quizás es una razón, pero no es una excusa.
I want the result.
Yo quiero el resultado.
You follow the instruction, or you try your very best.
Tú sigues la instrucción y tratas a lo mejor.
Go out and find a cow and milk him, if that, milk her, if that's what you have to do.
Tienes que buscar a una vaca y sacarle la leche.
So Krishna says, you accept a bona fide spiritual master. He doesn't say, if you think you can find someone, then you do it. Otherwise you don't have to. He says, no, you have to do it. He doesn't say, you wait until the next incarnation of God, then you accept him as your spiritual master. He says, you look around you, you find someone who has got more knowledge than you, more realization, and you accept him. Then you are following me. So, in this case, Lord Brahma is Adi Guru. He's the original Guru.
In este caso aquí tenemos al Adi Guru. Brahma es el Guru original.
Within the universe, he is the first person. So, obviously, you don't have any other choice.
Dentro de este universo, él es la primera persona creada, entonces obviamente uno no tiene otra opción.
And obviously, Lord Brahma is the most qualified.
Y obviamente también el señor Brahma es el más cualificado.
He is Trikala Gya. He knows what is past, present, and future.
Él es Trikala Gya. Él sabe, conoce el pasado, presente y futuro.
Lord Krishna says, Veda hamsam atitani vartamanani jarjuna, bhavishyani cha bhutani mam tu vedana kaschana. I know everything that has happened in the past. I know what is happening in the present, and I know what will happen in the future, but me, no one knows.
Krishna dice en Bhagavad Gita que él conoce al pasado, conoce al presente, y yo sé lo que está por ocurrir en el futuro, pero a mí nadie me conoce.
So Krishna is Trikala Gya, and those of his devotees, the pure devotees who are fully surrendered to Krishna, they're also Trikala Gya.
Krishna is Trikala Gya, y los devotos que están completamente rendidos a Krishna también son Trikala Gya.
So therefore, Narad Muni is emphasizing that Lord Brahma can answer his questions.
Así que Narad Muni está enfatizando que señor Brahma puede responder sus preguntas.
Now, we, of course, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has advised us, especially in our own lives, not to be so concerned about the past or the future.
De hecho, que Bhaktivinoda Thakur nos enseñó que en nuestra propia vida nos debemos estar tan preocupados por el pasado y el futuro.
He says, forget the past that sleeps.
Olvídate del pasado que está dormido.
Nor in the future dwell at all.
Ni en el futuro horas, mora nada.
But live with times that are with thee.
Pero vive con el tiempo que está
with you, yeah. It's a biblical language, the thou. And progress ye shall call you. And progress, you make a lot of progress. So we have to focus on here and now.
Ahora y aquí.
Am I Krishna conscious now?
Soy consciente de Krishna ahora.
Okay, I had a bad background.
Está bien. Tuve un trasfondo mal.
In Vedic language, we are even lower than Sudras. We are Malecha, or
en el lenguaje védico somos peor que Sudras, Malechas.
There was one man who used to go for a walk with Srila Prabhupada on Juhu Beach. His name was Dr. Patel.
Había un hombre que le gustaba mucho ir a las caminatas con Srila Prabhupada en la playa de Juhu. Su nombre era Dr. Patel.
So there are a number of cassette tapes of Prabhupada taking a morning walk and arguing with Dr. Patel.
Así que hay varios cassettes donde Prabhupada está discutiendo en sus caminatas matutinas con este Dr. Patel.
Dr. Patel was Prabhupada, around Prabhupada's age, younger, a little younger, but he was from an older generation of Indians who had some culture. And he knew some Sanskrit. So he would always jokingly but forcefully argue with Prabhupada, and in a way it made Prabhupada's morning walk interesting for Srila Prabhupada.
Él siempre estaba así en forma humorosa, pero también en forma forzadamente él argumentaba con Srila Prabhupada, y esa hacía la caminata matutina interesante para Srila Prabhupada.
So I remember Dr. Patel, he would always say about us, you Westerners, you have skin made of cow skin. Your skin is made of cow skin.
Y ese Dr. Patel dijo, ustedes occidentales, ustedes tienen su piel hecho de piel de vaca.
Because for so many years we were killing and eating cows, and, you know, after 7 years, all the cells in the body change. So our bodies were made up of whatever we ate.
Porque nosotros matamos y comíamos vacas durante nuestra niñez y juventud. Entonces, como saben, cada 7 años todas las células se renuevan, todas las células del cuerpo. Entonces, todo nuestro cuerpo está hecho de lo que nosotros comíamos.
Now we have prasadam bodies.
Ahora tenemos cuerpos de prasad.
But we were born in a very low background, in a low, very low family by Vedic analysis.
Pero nosotros nacimos en una familia muy baja, trasfondo muy bajo, según el análisis.
Our future will be very bright. Aho bata swapachato gariyanya jivagre vartate namatubhyam te pusta puste juhu sasnuraya brahmanu chur namatubhyanantiyate. Even one who is a swapacha, a dog eater, has a bright future if they're chanting Hare Krishna.
Pero nuestro futuro va a ser muy iluminador. Cualquier persona que canta Hare Krishna dice en los shastras que él tiene un futuro muy bueno por delante.
It's actually impossible to chant the names of God if one doesn't have a little piety.
En realidad es imposible cantar los santos nombres de Dios si alguien no tiene por lo menos un poco de piedad.
Prabhupada used to quote one cartoon in the New Yorker magazine.
Prabhupada siempre mencionó a un cartoon, caricatura de un diario de Nueva York.
The magazine was called New Yorker.
El diario se llamaba El Nueva Yorker.
Famous magazine. And there was one businessman dressed up in his nice suit and hat and walking on the road, and a devotee stopped him.
Y ahí se mostraba como un negociante, gráfico con un gorro, sí, tradicional, estaba caminando, su vestimenta buena, por la calle, y un devoto lo estaba parando.
And it was kind of funny the way they pictured us in the cartoon, because
era más o menos chistoso como ellos nos pusieron ahí en este, en esa caricatura.
In those days, that's what we looked like.
En esos días realmente fue como nosotros se nos veían.
In the cartoon, the devotee had on one red sock and one green sock, and he had on running shoes that the laces were untied.
Y el devoto tenía una media roja, una media verde, y tenía unos zapatos deportivas, pero que no estaban amarradas.
He had on a sika that stuck up straight like that in the air.
Y él tenía una sika, así que estaba parada, así, en el aire.
Anyway, he was telling the man, chant, chant, chant.
Y él estaba diciendo al, al hombre, canta, canta, canta.
And the man was saying, can't, can't, can't.
Y el hombre estaba repitiendo, en inglés está haciendo lo mismo, can't, can't, can't.
No canta, no canta.
No puedo, no puedo, no puedo.
So Prabhupada loved, he loved it. Yes, they can't chant.
He says, ellos no pueden cantar.
Because they're all donkeys.
Porque todos ellos son burros.
Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuke saeva gokara. Someone who thinks he's the body is no better than a cow or a donkey.
Dicen que aquel que piensa que es el cuerpo no es mejor que una vaca o un asno.
Lord Brahma can give us the right understanding of now, what we should do now, because he does know the past and he does know the future.
Señor Brahma nos puede dar ahora, porque él, él sí conoce el pasado y el futuro.
Interestingly, an example is given here of a walnut in the hand. I guess the walnut kind of looks like the cosmos. So I don't know why the Shastra would, they could say a cashew nut or something, you know. But they say walnut.
Aquí es muy interesante que se ve que se habla de una nuez. No sé por qué se menciona así como una nuez, porque parece que la nuez parece como similar al universo. ¿Por qué exactamente se está
because Brahma is the creator of the universe, therefore it is expected that he will know what ingredients he used to create the universe, what was his blueprint, his design.
Porque el Señor Brahma creó el universo, entonces supone que él sabe todo acerca de ello, cuáles fueron los ingredientes que él usó, cómo lo diseñó.
But actually, Narad Muni is not interested in these things, really.
Pero en realidad, Narad Muni no está realmente interesado en eso.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna tells Arjuna that what is the need for all this detail? With a spark, a tiny spark of my splendor, I pervade and support the entire creation.
Krishna dice a Arjuna en Bhagavad Gita, ¿cuál es la importancia de todo este conocimiento? Si yo con una chispa de mi esplendor, yo mantengo y penetro todo el universo.
Ek angsena stito jagat. Ek angsa, with one tiny part, the whole jagat is sustained. What Narad Muni is doing is going to be brought out in the next verse, wherein he asks Brahma, his father, where do you get your power from?
Se menciona en el siguiente verso donde él le pregunta ¿de dónde obtienes tu poder?
We are all attracted in one way or another to someone who's very powerful.
Nosotros estamos atraídos de alguna u otra forma siempre a una persona que tiene algo de poder.
A person is powerful because he is wealthy, he is physically strong, he is beautiful, he is famous, he has knowledge, he's detached.
Una persona es poderosa porque tiene opulencia, tiene muy famosa, tiene conocimiento, es muy denunciada, tiene muchas opulencias, muy poderosa, muy fuerte, muy bella.
So Krishna is described as Sad Aishwarya Purna. He has all of these opulences in full. We have 78% in minute quantity.
Así que en los shastras se explica que Krishna tiene todas esas opulencias en pleno. Nosotros tenemos un 78%.
But Krishna is the complete, he has all of them in completeness, in fullness. He's the most beautiful. He's the most intelligent.
Pero Krishna tiene todo eso incompleto. Él es todo completo. Él tiene todo eso. Él es el más bello. Él es el más poderoso.
So, all of the demigods, not only Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Indra, they're all servants of Krishna. And Narad Muni is going to bring that out in this dialogue.
En todos los semidioses en este universo también, aparte de Brahma, Shiva, Indra, son en realidad sirvientes de Krishna y dependientes de viendo de Krishna, y Narada Muni está apuntando a esto con esos versos.
And it is interesting to note here, Lord Brahma is the creator, and creation is in the mode of passion.
Es interesante notar aquí que el Señor Brahma está en la pasión y la creación. El Señor Brahma es el creador y la creación está en la modalidad de la pasión.
But Narad Muni, who is the mental son of Brahma, he is actually a preacher. He's a traveling preacher.
Pero Narada Muni es el hijo mental de Brahma, es un predicador, es un predicador viajero.
And in one sense, he's even greater than his father. So, Srila Prabhupada, of course, we can't compare to Lord Brahma, because although he was the creator of ISKCON, but he certainly was not in the mode of passion.
Srila Prabhupada, ciertamente que no podemos comparar con Srila Brahma, aunque él es el creador de ISKCON, él no estaba en, nunca está en la modalidad de la pasión.
But Srila Prabhupada often described that a father is very proud when one of his sons can do better than him. Or can at least excel in some way. So all of us are potentially capable of glorifying Srila Prabhupada by manifesting wonderful qualities in preaching.
Así que nosotros podemos glorificar a Srila Prabhupada por presentar muy buenas cualidades en nuestra predica.
And we're also capable of bringing embarrassment or defaming Srila Prabhupada by our careless activities, our foolish activities.
También tenemos la capacidad para defamar a Srila Prabhupada con nuestras actividades no cuidadosos y tontos.
At one point, Srila Prabhupada was talking about disciples who had fallen down or who were not following their vows.
En algún momento, Srila Prabhupada estaba hablando sobre los discípulos que se habían caído o que no estaban siguiendo sus principios.
And he was mentioning that their names should be taken back.
Y él estaba mencionando que en realidad sus nombres se debían retirar de vuelta.
In other words, we judge someone by their actions, not by their past credits, but by their actions now.
Así que nosotros buscamos a alguien por sus actividades, sus acciones, no por sus créditos pasados.
So all of us should be very conscientious about following our vows.
Así que todos nosotros deberíamos ser muy conscientes de seguir nuestros votos.
A man is as good as his word.
Un hombre es tan bueno como su palabra.
If you give your promise and then break it, if you make a vow and then break it, then what kind of person are you?
Si tú haces un voto y lo rompes, entonces ¿qué tipo de persona eres?
You can't trust yourself and no one else can trust you.
No puedes ni confiarte a ti mismo y nadie más te puede confiar.
So, at one point, the Sankirtan mission in South America was very strong. Was one of the best in the world, in especially in Brazil, Argentina, Chile. So much Sankirtan was there, and the devotees were very enlivened.
Specialmente aquí, Brasil, Argentina, Chile, tanto Sankirtan y los devotos estaban tan vivos, inspirados.
So somehow or other, the same opportunity is there. The same benefit is there, the same esprit de corps, the same bliss, but we are hesitating. Chanting Krishna's holy names is still very blissful. So the same with devotional service, the same with Sankirtan, Yajnai Sankirtanai Prayar, Yajantihi, Su Medasaha, those who have sufficient brain, they will worship the Lord by Sankirtan Yajna. So let's hope that we regain our intelligence. I remember in San Francisco, there would always be a big stack of magazines near the front door of the temple. We actually didn't have nice magazines like you have now, four color offset printing. But whatever literature we had was there, and any devotee was going out anywhere for any reason, they would take a handful of magazines or pamphlets.
Pero aún así, lo que había nomás, cualquier devoto se lo agarraba y se fue a cualquier parte, por cualquier razón, para distribuirlo.
If we were standing in line in a supermarket to buy vegetables, we would approach people in the line, give them a magazine, give them some prasadam.
Cuando nosotros estuvimos parados en una línea en el supermercado para comprar algunas cosas, nosotros pasamos las revistas a las personas ahí o les dimos un poco de prasadam.
I remember one year, they hired, or at least we had about 175 or 200 devotees on a big Boeing 747 that was going to India.
Yo me acuerdo que había una vez en una Boeing 747 unos 150-200 devotos que estaban yendo juntos a India.
So there were about 200 other passengers on the plane.
Y había también unos 200 otros pasajeros.
And they didn't have a chance. For 18 hours we had the... So we had lots of kirtan on the plane. And all the ladies and some of the men would be going up and down the aisles with magazines and... So, it's not that difficult. Jari deko tarika ho Krishna upadesh. Whomever you see, whomever you meet, you try to be a little merciful. They may take or they may not take. But you should do your duty. Then you will be blissful. And in fact, I'll tell you, people don't buy our books. There are very few people who have ever bought our books. People buy the people who are selling the books. They're so captured by the purity, by the sincerity, by the compassion. Go to Thailand, there's lots of temples of Lord Brahma. Every big building, every hotel, every skyscraper has a small temple of Prabrahm or Brahma, four-headed Brahma, in beautiful painted with beautiful gold paint and a nice roof and little temple above him. But in India, there's only one temple of Lord Brahma. In Rajasthan. At, what's the name of that place? Pushkar. We went there. There's some. Lord Brahma was cursed that he would not be worshipped in Kali Yuga. His wife Savitri. I forget exactly the story, but.
Do
you remember the story?
There was a certain time when he was supposed to get married, and if he couldn't get married by that time, and there was something to be happen, but after that time his wife didn't come, so he grabbed some, I don't know, some lady and wanted to get married. At that point, and at that moment, so it became, she cursed him.
Sembrava che in un momento di casarsi, però un momento specifico. Se un giorno si casare in questo momento specifico, entonces avrà che passare algo molto malo. Entonces, come la esposa non arrivò, il signor Brahma se lo agarrava a consigliere, consiguió otra, y se casó con ella.
E se avete giurato alla esposa.
But in general, there are 330 million demigods, and we don't worship any of them really. So 1 crore is 10 million. So.
Hay en general 330 millones de semidioses. Nosotros no adoramos ninguno de ellos.
Kamais taistar hridagana prapadyante anya devata. Those who worship the demigods there. Intelligence is contaminated. Even the demigods don't want such worship. They want you to worship the person that they worship.
Incluso los semidioses no quieren tal adoración, sino ellos quieren que tú adoras.
Just like we want you to worship Srila Prabhupada. He's the Prabhupada. We were reading the other day that Prabhu sometimes means father. Where is it here? Is it in this verse? No. Maybe it was in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyway. Prabhu is used to address God. Hey, Prabhu. It's a way of praying. Krishna is Prabhu.
Prabhu is una manera para dirigirse a Dios. Hey, Prabhu es una para dirigirse a Dios.
So we are also taught to address one another as Prabhu. So it can have different meanings, or it can have different applications according to the persons. But Prabhupada means that Prabhu at whom all others bow their heads or come to his feet or
Prabhupada significa que Prabhu a cual todos los demás le ofrecen sus reverencias o que vienen a sus pies,
Now, as far as demigods go, a pure devotee of Krishna, Sarva Deva Mayo Guru, because he is preaching the message of Lord Chaitanya, he is equal or greater than the total of all the demigods put together.
Lo que se refiere a los semidioses, una persona que está predicando como él, Prabhupada está predicando el mensaje de Krishna, entonces él es mejor, al mismo nivel o incluso mejor que todos los demás semidioses juntos.
Also, in this age of Kali Yuga, we have a tendency to get bewildered.
También,
and if we had too many deities to worship, too many mantras to chant, we would forget the real goal. Vedavyas first compiled the Karma Kanda section of the Vedas. It's a very nice description how you can fulfill your material desires in this world. And gradually, as your material desires are fulfilled, it will, ostensibly, it will become easier for you to let go of the world and go to Krishna. But Narad Muni chastised his disciple Vedavyas that, don't you see, in this age people will get involved in some type of ritual to fulfill their material desire, and they'll get so deep into it that they'll forget the ultimate goal and get trapped in a lower stage.
Que dijo que a través de esa oración esas prácticas la gente de esta era únicamente se va a confundir y se va a olvidar de la meta verdadera.
So there is a phrase in for people who are, they know about making presentations, they're presenters. It's kiss.
Se llama beso.
I guess if, unless you know English, it doesn't make much sense, but kiss, K-I-S-S, it means, you know, kiss.
K-I-S-S, kiss, significa beso.
When two people spit all over each other, that's called kissing. But K-I-S-S, keep it simple, stupid.
y los cuatro letras de K-I-S-S significa mantenga lo simple y sucio. K-I-S-S, keep it simple.
Jayapataka Maharaj has added for devotees, keep it simple, sadhu.
Y Jayapataka Maharaj lo puso, mantenga lo simple, sadhu.
But Lord Chaitanya and our acharyas have wanted to keep it simple, sadhu. One deity, Radha Krishna, one mantra, Maha Mantra, one scripture, Bhagavad Gita, keep it simple.
Una deidad, Radha Krishna, un mantra, Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, un libro, Bhagavad Gita, mantenga lo simple, sadhu.
And we see that devotees who don't follow that instruction and start studying all kinds of esoteric books and this and that, pretty soon they're lost.
Y vemos que los devotos que empiezan a estudiar muchos libros esotéricos y hacen estudios, entonces muy pronto ellos se pierden.
So, we don't worship demigods, but we just worship Krishna and those who are directly pointing us to Krishna. In one sense, we do worship Lord Brahma. He's in our sampradaya, but he's so far removed that we worship his immediate representative.
Pero él está un poco lejos en la sucesión, entonces nosotros adoramos sus representantes más últimos.
Are there any other questions? Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam.